I want us to look at five things we see in this text when people come to acknowledge and meet with Jesus. So you can grab your Bibles and maybe you can follow, you can look in there, you know, might show you something different. So that's what I'm just going to pull out in these next 10 minutes, right? So I'm just kind of fly through, but five things we see within this text when people come to acknowledge and meet Jesus. Now, the book of John, right, it tells you in John chapter 20, verse 30, the purpose for this book, John declares, right, yeah, Jesus done many wonderful things in the sight of his disciples. They're not all written in a book. The book probably would not contain it, right? But this book of John is written that people would believe in Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. And by believing him, they will have life in his name. So that's the purpose. That's why he wrote this book. It's an evangelistic book. That's why he wrote it. And chapter one telling you in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and so forth. It carries on. God came and dwelt amongst us. He dwelt amongst his own people, but his people didn't recognize him. They didn't accept him. But anybody, like all of us in here, if not, we're non-Jewish descendants background, anybody that receives him, he gains the right to become children of God. So that's the theme. That's the narrative, what was building up and so forth. Then Jesus came, he got baptized. John the Baptist was laying the foundation for him. Then we see in verse 35, Jesus tells, John the Baptist tells them as he was standing. Verse 36, when he saw Jesus passing, he said, look, the Lamb of God. So his disciples are with him. Then his disciple hears that. So the first point, what we're going to look at, right, is, right, John the Baptist, yeah, he told his disciples that there's your Jesus. And what did they do? They followed him. So when we come to acknowledge who Jesus is, in this text, they acknowledge that he was the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of God. He was their long-awaited king. They believed in that. They come to that acknowledgement and awareness through John's preaching. When John told them, they followed him. When we acknowledge who Jesus is, when we acknowledge that he reigns on high, he is the living God who came upon this earth in flesh. Living God, fully man. When we acknowledge these truths, we too will follow him like we do now. So you see that in verse 37, 39 and verse 40. We also see Philip also follows him. So John's disciples heard good news and followed Jesus. Jesus questioned them about what they were doing. What are you looking for, you know? And, I believe Jesus does. There's sometimes people prematurely figure, okay, go church, I receive Jesus. But, you know, what are they doing? It's like, do you know what you're doing? Do you acknowledge who I am? Are you sure? If you are sure, it's like the disciples were, well, come with me. Jesus is always going to welcome you to come with him. He's going to welcome whoever would desire to be in his presence and be with him, like we see he did there. And then they continued to follow him and stayed with him. The 10th hour, which 4 o'clock, they stayed with him. Jesus welcomed them freely. So that's what we see, right? So the first one, right, is they followed Jesus, right? And, And just a little quick thing, right, just quickly, we see in verse 40, right, Andrew, they said, you know, Andrew, the son, the brother of Simon Peter, right? I don't know. There might be some of us in here sitting sometimes, right? We might be known by the reputation of somebody else, you know, in terms of Andrew was by his brother's Peter. Has anyone felt the same way? It could be said that, you know, you're the son of the pastor, or you're the daughter of the pastor, or you're Michael or such and such brother or sister. So they're not really referring to you, but they're referring to know you by reputation of somebody else. Whichever way, you know, Andrew usually was referred to as Simon Peter's brother. So it's not just Andrew of wherever Bethsaida, you know, where he was from, but it's Andrew, you know, the brother of Simon Peter. The point is, no matter how people might see you or call you, God still sees you and he loves you and he acknowledges you. So if anyone may feel that people usually acknowledge them or because of someone else or someone's reputation or through something that gets people's attention, remember God sees you, God knows you, God acknowledges you, and God still has a plan for you in regards, like we see in this text with Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. right? So we see that. All right, so the second point I'm going to look at now is that we also see, right? Sorry, nope, go back. Okay, we follow Jesus, right? The second point I'm going to look at, right, is in verse 41 and 45, right? The first thing that Andrew done, what did he do? He went to tell his brother. He goes and tell his brother. So Andrew goes and shares good news about Jesus with his brother, Simon. Philip also does the same in verse 45. Philip does the same and shares good news with Nathanael. So when you do acknowledge Jesus, when you meet with Jesus, you are going to follow him. According to this text, you are going to follow him. And that's what we're doing here. We acknowledge him, we meet with him, we go and we follow him, right? But also, again, there is another part to it. You don't keep it to yourself. You found the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You have found the one who gives you very breath within your very lungs. He sustains every human being and everything in this universe. So we will tell others about Jesus. And that's what we see here. Next point, right? Names. So we can see in verse 42, Simon Peter comes along, right? Verse 42. And he brought Simon to Jesus. When Jesus saw him, he said to him, "You are Simon, son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter or rock. So we see, we receive a new name. Simon is called Cephas in Arabic, right? You know, in Greek, it's Petros, which means rock or stone. But his name is Cephas, which is translated Peter. We also see, I mean, names are significant and names mean something very powerful. Names carry meaning. We know from Philippians 2:10, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone will bow down. Those in heaven, on earth and under earth. So just at that name of Jesus, when the time comes, even those who reject him, do not believe in him, they will bow down. His name carries weight. And also, I just want to look at names. Names as well, right? Yeah. We see names is a theme in the Bible, right? Abraham was called Abraham. He had his name changed to Abraham, which means father of multitude, right? That's Genesis 17, verse 5, right? Yeah. So Abraham had a name change when God has a purpose for him. It means something, right? Sarai became Sarah, which means princess or woman of high rank. That's Genesis 17, verse 15. It goes on. Jacob became Israel, which means he strives with God or God strives. That's Genesis 32, verse 27 to 28. So we see God gives names that has great meaning and great significance. But the thing is now, let's not miss it, right? We have a glorious name. We are Christians. We're called Christians, all right? Christian is somebody who follows Jesus Christ. He follows the teachings of Jesus Christ. We are disciples. We're not saying we're Christians by birth because we was baptized as babies. We uphold that name as a badge of honor to stand out from every other who says that they're a Christian but doesn't display the fruits and the likeness of Christ. We fully acknowledge our sins and our wrongdoings. We know that. But we know our need for Jesus Christ as our Savior on a daily basis. We place our trust in him in the death, the burial, and the resurrection that Jesus has done. He gave his life for the sins of the world. And whoever that person is, whoever you are, if you're here today, whoever that person is who believes in him shall have eternal life. It's not just believing in Jesus, it's believing what his name stands for. That's who we are. So we have that name. Before we was Christians, you was just such and such and such and such. But when you fully came to acknowledge and Jesus became your Lord and Savior, you are called a Christian. You have received a new name. So we move on to the next point. Right? So we're going to see in verse 42 and verse 46, right? Yeah. When you acknowledge Jesus, when you meet with Jesus, we will invite people to come and see. It's going to be out of your power whether they come and do. But just like Andrew done to his brother, Simon Peter, just like Philip, done to Nathaniel, invited him. They came, but we will. You meet with Jesus, you acknowledge him. How can we keep this to ourselves? Let's just invite people to come and see. When we meet with Jesus, we will hear him speak to us. Yes, we will hear him speak to us. And then the final point in verse 48 to 49, we will see Nathanael, verse 48 to 49, if I read it. Yeah, so verse 37 first, Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said about him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Meaning Nathanael's just, he speaks it as it is, he just speaks straight. 38, how do you know me, Nathanael asked. Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you, Jesus answered. Rabbi, Nathanael replied, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Finally, when you acknowledge Jesus, you meet with him, you will believe in him. But to believe in him, you will believe all that he represents. You will believe that your life is in his very hand. Our destiny is in his hand. Whatever we are going through, he already knows. He can do exactly as he pleases. But we will also know we are called to live a life of sacrificial offering unto him. We will also know that one day we will reign with him in eternity. So we will believe in him, knowing again, with him, all things are possible. There is no limitation with him. If it comes to pass, glory to God, hallelujah. If it does not come to pass what we so desire, glory to God, hallelujah. Because he just has a plan and a purpose that through our life, we are still reflecting who Christ is, even in our current state and situation. So, with those points, the conclusion, when we acknowledge through this text and you meet with Jesus, there's no doubt you will follow him. We will also be like Andrew and Philip. We will tell people about Jesus. You cannot keep it to yourself. When you receive Jesus, you will live up to that wonderful name. You're called a Christian. You stand out. We know our shortcomings, but God has sealed us with his spirit, right? We are to live a life that reflects who he is and his kingdom values. We will also invite people to come and see and hear about Jesus. Whether they take us up on the invitation, we will speak and invite people. And then finally, let us continue to walk in the light of the gospel, demonstrating we firmly believe in Jesus. So no matter what, no matter what is happening, let us be those people who are called to live by faith, not by sight. It is really grey out there. It doesn't look too healthy and good out there. In London, it doesn't look too healthy. When people walk past, want to reject the gospel, don't want to open a door. But you know what? We are called to live a life of faith. We're not called to look by what we see that might look intimidating. We're called, according to God's word, to live and do what he does. He says we're ministers of reconciliation. He tells us to go. We know he is the God of salvation, so we don't feel downtrodden and beaten if people do not respond to us. We do believe one day when we get to glory, he may well tap us and say, look, look at that group of people. Look at that one. Yeah, who are they, Lord? Well, when you were out doing that book table, when you were out speaking downtown, all those people that you saw walked past and laughed and whatever and rejected, the seeds that you planted in them, yeah, I brought the increase. I did that. What did you expect? What, you thought you had the power to do it? No, I just told you to go and plant seeds and water seeds. I will bring the increase.